Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we worship you, God, because of who you are. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries prayer line on tonight. It is a blessing and a privilege to be able to approach the throne of grace with our prayers. God tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace. So we're about to pray, and we just ask that you prepare your heart to go before the Lord, even as we begin to pray on tonight. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on tonight. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for your power. Oh, God, we are coming to you, Father God, seeking your face on tonight. God, we need you, hallelujah, more than our necessary bread. Oh, God, we need you on tonight. And we are asking, Father God, that you will bless this time of prayer, even as we are coming with our petitions, as we're coming with our worship, as we're coming with our praise. We ask that you will meet us here in a mighty way, God. Touch each and every person, Father God, that is assembled here on today, Father God. Let your mighty hand touch each and every person, oh God, in the name of yes. Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you because of who you are. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the United States of America. We pray for President Barack Obama, oh God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, that for the first family, we pray that you would keep them, that you would put a hedge of protection around them, oh God, hallelujah. Yes. We pray, Father God, for the Senate, for every governmental official. We pray, Father God, tonight, Father God, for all, Father God, who are serving in office on tonight. We pray for those in the armed forces, those in the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for those who are protecting our country, Lord. We pray, Father God, for the state of Oklahoma, even if they had more tornadoes on this week, Father God. We just ask, Father God, that you could continue to comfort those who have been hurt. Continue, Father God, to heal the broken, heal those who are wounded and injured on tonight. We ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, just be with those who are hurting on tonight in the name of yes. Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will hold back, Father God, any additional storms in that area, Father God, and even around natural disasters, oh God. We know that you are able, Father God, to hold back the wind and to hold back the waves. So, Father, we ask, Father God, that you will have mercy on the United States of America. Have mercy on the world. Have mercy on Israel, oh God. Have mercy, Father God. We ask that you will have mercy, Father God, and just hold back the storm and hold back, Father God, the trauma. Hold back the trouble and yes. hold back the devastation and hold back, Father God, anything that the enemy may have planned to come against, Father God, your people, and even those who don't know you on today, God. We ask, Father God, for a hedge of protection to be put around, Father God, each and every individual under the sound of our voice, yes. our families, our children, oh God, hallelujah, our church family, all of those who are looking towards heaven on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you will allow your hand to be upon us. Lord, we need you in our families. We need you, Father God, in our relationships. We need you, Lord. And we ask, Father, that you would just be with us. Mend every relationship. Mend every family relationship. Mother to daughter to mother to son. And yes, father God. To son. And father to daughter. And sisters to brother. And brother to sister. And sister to sister. Brother to brother. Oh God. Hallelujah. We come against generational curses, Father God. And strongholds, Father God. That we may be trying to come and attack our families on tonight. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every family on tonight, God. We pray for healing, supernatural healing, God, even over every life, over every family member right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, Father God, what we're standing in the need of on tonight. You know what your people are standing in the need of. And Lord, we just ask for an anointing that will destroy every yoke to permeate through these airways, to permeate through these phone waves, even as we pray on tonight. God, give us the strength to endure. Give us the strength to stand. Give us the strength to keep going when we feel like quitting. Give us the strength, oh God, hallelujah, to continue to press, Father God, to press through opposition, to press through the enemy's attack, to press through, Father God, the trying times, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen us, continue to keep us, oh God, continue to give us, Father God, your joy. Continue to give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we come trusting and believing in you, oh God, knowing that you are able. Lord, you brought us through so much in life, and we know, Lord, that you are able to continue to bring us through every trial, through the fire, through the storm, through the attacks, oh God, hallelujah, through, Father God, even everyday situations that may seem hard. Lord, we know that you are able, Father God, to keep us from falling. You are able to keep us, Father God, to hold us up in the middle of trials, in the middle of adversity, in the middle of traumatic experiences. Lord, we know that you are able to keep us when people walk away from us. We know that you are able, Father God, to mend every relationship, to mend marriages, to Father God, to keep our children safe. We know that you are able, God, to save those who are lost, Father God, to save our children and to save, Father God, our loved ones who are yet still lost, oh God. We know that you are able, and we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to walk with us, oh God. Oh, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, Father, for you are with us, and your sword, your staff, and your staff, they comfort us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, that your rod and your staff, they comfort us, oh God, and you keep us with your word, Father God, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, keeping us and protecting us, oh God. Though the storms are raging all around us, we thank you that you keep us and you protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we ask that you will continue to keep us, that you will continue to protect us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. Mend every hurting heart on today, God. Mend every hurting heart, oh God, hallelujah. I pray for my mother, May Thomas, oh God, and I thank you, Lord, for her life. I thank you for her testimony, God. I thank you, Lord, that she is a woman of valor. I ask, Father God, that you continue to let your angels minister to her, Father God. Continue to keep her, Father God. Continue, Father God, to build her up.
Yes,
let the joy of the Lord continue to be her strength, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for wiping away every painful experience, every painful moment, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you keep her in the grip of your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Lord, we come against every attack of the enemy, and we declare a decree that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you for breakthrough on tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you for breakthrough on tonight, God, for every hurting heart. We thank you for breakthrough, oh, God, for every disappointed heart. We thank you for breakthrough, oh, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able, oh, God, hallelujah. You are the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. We thank you for supernatural breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. Continue, Father God, to speak to our hearts. Continue, Father God, to lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Continue to give us wisdom from on high. Continue to walk with us and talk with us. Continue, Father God, to order our steps. Order our steps in your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Bless her to Lautenberg's family, oh God, even as he went home to be with the Lord on yesterday.
Yes,
we ask that you would bless his family, God. Keep them, Father God, and comfort them, even as he was 89 years old, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for being our comforter. We thank you for being the lift of our heads. We thank you for walking with us and talking with us and keeping us, Father God, even when we can't keep ourselves, even when we don't know what to do, God. We thank you that you know what to do and that you are able. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name and we worship you on tonight. Have your way, God.
Have your way,
continue,
Lord,
to have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our trespasses and help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lord, we know that there's power in forgiveness, and we ask, Father God, that you will help us, Father God, to forgive those who have hurt us, oh God. Help us to forgive those, Father God, who have hindered us. Help us, oh God, to walk continually in your love. Hallelujah. Continually in faith. Give us wisdom, oh God. You said if any man lack wisdom, that he should ask you.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're asking for wisdom on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that your grace is sufficient. So we thank you for your grace that covers us on tonight. We thank you for your grace that covers this prayer line on tonight. We thank you for your grace that covers every family tonight, every family member, every person under the sound of my voice. We thank you for your grace, oh God. And Lord, we just say, have your way. Have your way. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We pray for every family. We pray for every person, Father God, that's affiliated with this church. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Sister Benita, oh God. Lord, I pray and I bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus off of her life. I come against the spirit, Father God, that will try to come, Father God, and make her, Father God, feel like giving up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of assassination. I come against the spirit of suicide. I come against the spirit of wanting to quit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the hand of Satan. I come against every satanic and demonic attack, even coming against her mind, her emotions right now, and I seek victory over her young life right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper, that she won't give up, that she will quit, that she will go and finish her degree, and that she will make a mark on this world that only you have given her the power to do, oh God. I fill her and speak power. I speak the fullness of your power permeating her very essence of who she is. Lord, in the name of Jesus, continue to have your way in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, so Lord, we love you on tonight. We bless your name. We worship you on tonight, and we say continue to have your way, God. Bless all of those under the sound of my voice. Bless every home. Bless the finances of every person under the sound of my voice. I speak increase into their lives right now. And, Lord, even as I give this to my husband, I say have your way. We say have your way.
Have your way.
We take prayer requests later on in a few minutes, we say have your way. Let your will be done. I see that hand. We see that hand. We're going to take your prayer request. Even as we continue to pray, just hold on. Stay with us. We will take your prayer request. Lord, we just say, have your way. Let your will be done. Bless every person, Father God, that is in this prayer room. Bless every person on the chat room. Bless every person on the archive. And have your way. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We do see that hand, and we are going to open up the prayer lines in a few minutes. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is on this prayer line tonight. We thank God that you have pressed and called. Jesus said men ought always to pray. So we are here. The Bible says if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray, if they would seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, they will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. We are in the need of divine healing in the name of Jesus. So, God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on our nation. We thank you that your grace is yet sufficient, even as my wife has prayed in the name of Jesus. There's a verse of scripture that I want to read before I go into prayer tonight. Mark chapter 11. Verse 17, and it says, and he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. I'm believing that God is going to speak to us tonight. The Bible says, believe when we pray that we shall have what we desire in our hearts. I thank God as we come together corporately to pray that God Church still represents the house of prayer. God looks to the prayers coming from the sanctuary as well as the prayers coming from corporate prayer as we come together. But I believe tonight that whatever in your heart that you desire, the Bible says when we pray and believe, we'll receive. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you increase our belief. I pray right now, Lord, that you increase our faith. I pray right now that you have the ability to supernaturally cancel our unbelief. Lord, I pray right now over the sound of every person, Lord, over everybody's life tonight, that you will remove doubt and being double-minded and that spirit of fear, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That person who is sick right now, Father God, right now we pray healing over their life. That person has gone through a hard season. Right now we speak peace into every situation in the name of Jesus. That person, Lord, that needs answers from on high, we pray right now that you would download wisdom and godly insight into every situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on our young people. Even as the school year comes to a close, Lord, allow them to, Father God, pass their finals and the last test of the year in the name of Jesus with flying colors. All of our children being promoted to the next grade. All of our children graduating in the name of Jesus. All of our children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, excelling academically in the name of Jesus. Lord, open up their young minds, even our college students, our young adults, in the name of Jesus. That person looking for employment, that person looking for housing, that person looking for a way out of no way, right now, I feel the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Lord, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, your Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, but we'll reap a harvest if we faint not. So, Lord, even in our weakness, the Apostle Paul reminds us that your strength has been made perfect in our weakness. Lord, we get tired. Lord, some of us get weary. Lord, some of us get worn out. Lord, some of us, in the name of Jesus, get a little fatigue along this faith walk. So, Lord, speak to us tonight. Strengthen us in our weak areas, in the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen us when the flame tends to dwindle down. Lord, strengthen us when we become lukewarm, in the name of Jesus. I feel the fire of God setting somebody's heart on fire tonight. I feel your joy of the Lord being right now stirred up, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I feel your word right now ministering to every soul under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. Ignite something in us tonight. Bring back that joy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that there's still yet a praise. All the hell, all the pain, all the trouble some of us are facing tonight, in the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is still our strength. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we walk by faith and not by sight tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it is due season. We thank you that somebody's giving birth right now. We thank you that we're able to handle the warfare that we're facing, that no weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. The enemy's coming at us one way, but your words say he'll flee seven different ways. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you said in your words that you'd raise up a standard. So right now, Lord, we feel the enemy trying to take us out. We feel the enemy trying to put us under. We feel the enemy trying to stop the plan of God for our lives. So right now, Lord, we're leaning on you. Right now, Lord, we're standing at your altar in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So right now, Father, the enemy's trying to shut our mouths. The enemy's trying to silence the believer in this hour. In the name of Jesus, because the devil knows where two or more is to touch and agree, we shall have what we say. So, Lord, right now, strengthen myself, strengthen my marriage, strengthen my wife, Lord, even in her weak area, in the name of Jesus. Minister to her heart, her soul, her mind, even as she poured out today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for ministry. We thank you for opportunity to be used in this lifetime to bring your name glory. So, Lord, give peace even to my mother-in-law. Give peace even to my wife in the name of Jesus. Give peace to our marriage and our family, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, right now we pray. We pray for every person listening that you would minister to their children, that you would minister to their marriage, that you would have mercy on their finances in the name of Jesus. That person who called, Lord, who may have pain in their body, may have trouble in their mind, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you remove it right now. I thank you that supernaturally you do a work, Lord, that man can't do. You said cursed is every man that lean on the arm of flesh. So right now, we pray for New Creation Church in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against that ministry will be able to prosper. Lord, we thank you for the unity. We thank you for every person represented in that local assembly. We thank you for every worker, every tither, every servant of the living God, every family, Lord, the Calo family, the Simmons family, in the name of Jesus, the Davis family. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to God, the Page family, the Simmons family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for every family represented in that assembly. Thank you for every family under the sound of my voice, every state, every city represented, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless every job. Bless the entrepreneur tonight. Cover us with the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that this recession, we thank you, Lord, that these economic crises times that we're living in, we thank you, Lord, where the spirit of divorce is running at epidemic proportion. But we thank you that no weapon formed against your people will prosper. You said 1,000 will fall at our left, and you said 10,000 will fall at our right, but it shall not come near our dwelling, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for those who are weak tonight. We pray that you give them supernatural strength. We pray for that person, Lord, that's feeling hopeless tonight. We pray that you restore their hope, in the name of Jesus. That pastor, Lord, who wants to walk away from the church and the ministry, right now, Lord, encourage that person in the name of Jesus. Lord, stir up the gift of God in your children today. Many, Lord, are going through. Many, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the hour in which we are living, are losing faith. But, Lord, we thank you that the joy of the Lord shall remain. We thank you, Lord, that you're still turning around sickness and disease. We thank you, Lord, that you're still fixing marriages. We thank you, Lord, that you're still drawing children to be saved by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Save our young people. Save our marriages. Come and stop the violence. Allow our young people to put down the weapons of destruction in the name of Jesus. We pray for our President Barack Obama. We pray for our First Lady, Michelle Obama. We pray for their two little girls in the name of Jesus. We pray for our senators. We pray for our congressmen. We pray for our mayors. We pray for our governors. We pray for our assemblymen. We pray for our councilmen. We pray for government and politicians at every level, Lord. Our leaders need to lead. So, Lord, help them to lead us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for clergy right now that they would be, Father God, upstanding in your sight, that they would live a life, Lord, worthy of the vocation and the call that you have placed upon every pastor, every minister, every, Father God, clergy. In the name of Jesus, allow us to be holy because you are holy. Allow us to be righteous because you said righteousness is simply believing in the blood of Jesus that have been shed for the remission of our sins. Lord, right now we humbly thank you for the atoning blood. We humbly thank you that redemption have come to us. We humbly thank you, Lord, for Jesus being a substitute, that we won't have to pay the penalty of sin. We thank you, Lord, for heaven on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for those who look to you. You said those who call upon me in the name of Jesus shall be healed. Right now we're crying out like blind Bartimaeus cried out. And he said, Jesus, have mercy on me. And he wanted his sight, and you restored his sight. Right now we're like the woman with the issue of blood. We just need another touch from the Lord. Somebody need another touch tonight. Somebody's being worried and stressed out. In the name of Jesus, like the people with leprosy, Lord, leprosy, they cried out and said, Lord, heal us. Lord, right now we see tumors dried up. We see right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, masses being shrunken. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against heart disease and blood disorder. We come against depression. We come against that spirit of suicide. Caller, we see that hand. We're about to open up the phone line. We're halfway through this prayer hour. Jesus said, can you pray with me for 1 hour? In the name of Jesus. Area code 973.
Hello.
973. Is that a prayer request?
Yes. Yes.
God bless
yes.
you. Yes, we are listening. What's on your heart tonight?
Oh, I would like a prayer for healing, please. I would like
Amen.
A prayer for healing, please.
Amen. Praise the Lord. May I ask your name? We are going to touch and agree with you for healing. May I ask your name, please?
Seda Young.
God bless you, Sister Seda. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. Just hang on while I pray very quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for Sister Seda Young right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, you said we have not because we ask not. And right now she called into this prayer line for healing, supernatural healing, in the name of Jesus. You were wounded for our transgressions. Jesus, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, Jesus, has been laid upon you. And Jesus, by your stripes, she is right now healed in the name of Jesus. So right now we plead the blood of Jesus over her life because your word says where two or more touch and agree, we shall have what we say. And right now we speak that she is healed already in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you wish that all men be healed. You wish that sickness and disease would not be a part of our lives.
Yes.
So right now, we pray for healing. You said in your Bible that you would satisfy her with long life.
Yes.
You said in your Bible that you wish above all things that they to prosper, be in good health, even as her souls prosper. You said in your word that you sent your word that she might be healed in the name of Jesus. And right now, Father, we pray that you remove every hindrance. We pray right now that you remove everything that's not of you. And right now we declare, we decree, and we speak healing to her life. I feel the power of God. Oh, receive it.
Yes.
The word says when we pray, if we believe and do not doubt, we shall have what we say.
Yes.
And right now I say that you are healed.
Yes.
Right now, I want God to heal you in the name of Jesus. Right now, I give you to the power of God. We lay you at his altar, and we say as we touch and agree tonight, by the fire and blood of God, that you are healed in the name of Jesus, that sickness has been removed, that pain has been removed, that the spirit of sickness is off of your life tonight, in the name of Jesus. That everything that the enemy has tried to do to that body, it belongs to the temple. It is the temple of the living God.
Yes.
And right now, we say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
We say the devil is still a liar. We say you have the ability to take every thought captive, Sister Sadie, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, heal her heart, heal her mind in the name of Jesus. Heal that body that belongs to you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over her life, and we say, Lord, we thank you for your mercy that is right now reaching down from glory to touch her life. We thank you right now that your grace is sufficient in the name of Jesus. We thank you that all manners of sickness and disease have been stepped on and stamped out by Jesus. He rose from the grave with all power in his hand. And you gave it to us. You said we have power over sickness. You said we have power over disease. You said we have power over infirmity. You said we have power over affliction. And right now we speak power to her. Right now we speak supernatural power to her in the name of Jesus. Right now. So, Father, I thank you for her life. I thank you for her life in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Father, I thank you for our sister tonight that you touch her body. I thank you right now that she is already healed. I thank you right now that we shall have what we say tonight. And right now, I speak life. I speak healing. And I speak deliverance to her in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, my sister, it's already done in the name of Jesus. God has already healed your body. God has already turned every negative situation around. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now you just lift up your hands and receive it. I pray right now you lift up your hands and receive it by faith. Touch your body, lay your hands on your forehead, lay your hands on yourself, and say, I receive from the man of God divine healing over my life, not just for Sister Sadie, anybody who is sick tonight. Lay hands on yourself and say, I receive right now divine healing. I receive peace right now. I receive the joy of the Lord right now by faith. Now lift your hands to glory and say, God, I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus, because the word says without faith, it's impossible to please God. The word says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things right now seen. So right now, Father, by faith, she receive her healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I pray you receive that prayer tonight. God has already healed you. God has already heard your prayers even before we utter the word tonight. The Bible says he hears what we need before we utter a word out of our mouths. And it goes on to say the Holy Spirit gives us unction. It gives us wisdom. It prays even what we can't utter or express through words. And right now, even the stuff that you can't express out of your own mouth, I hear God saying to you, I have it covered. There's some things that you have not even expressed to anyone. And through the prayer that you prayed for specifically healing, I see God also moving into other areas of your life. He's going to do a work in the things that you are concerned about. He's going to do a work in the people that you love and that you care about. He's going to do a work in an area that you think you have no control over because you have been faithful over a few things. God is going to move on your behalf in other areas of your life. So as he's healing your body, you're going to see, glory be to God, other things that God is up to that you have been praying for, that you haven't prayed for in a while, and watch the power of God because you have been faithful to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Keep listening. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Just keep listening. Hallelujah. I believe the Bible, church. People of God, we just believe the word of God. My wife and I, the New Creation Church family, and those of you who are listening tonight, the word of God will not come back void. It will accomplish that which he sent it to do. That's why my wife and I, we pray the word. We try to preach the word, because it's not by power, not by might, but it's by his spirit. And he reminds us of his word. He says his word will not come back void. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Just like Jesus defeated the devil in the wilderness with the word, you and I are going to put the enemy under our feet with the word of God. I see you coming out of glory be to God. I see you in the spirit realm coming out of debt. I see people in the spirit realm right now not needing to refill prescriptions that they have been on for a long time. I see right now divine healing of diagnosis and prognoses been given by doctors and the medical profession. I see right now God canceling things that have been plaguing the people of God for a while. I see right now God restoring things, God allowing his mercy to be sufficient. Glory be to God. In the Genesis in the 26th chapter, it said it was a famine in Isaac's days. It said just like in the days of his father Abraham, there was a famine. And it said Isaac sowed in that land, And Isaac produced a hundredfold. I believe even as people are, sometimes we look around and we call family or we call upon friends or we're in the workplace, we see companies downsizing. We see things happening in the area of foreclosure. We see things happening in the area of the news and the forecast. But I believe the people of God tonight who have called in, who believe in prayer, that God is going to supernaturally show us why we need to stay with him. In the name of Jesus. If you're even on this, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Even if you're on this prayer line tonight, I said it to our church on Sunday. He kept us all month of January. He kept us all month of February. He kept us in the month of March. He kept us in the month of May. He kept us in the month of April. We made it through the month of May. And we are here in the sixth month of June. Six, the number of man. God has kept you all year long, and he's going to keep keeping you. He's going to keep protecting you. He's going to keep providing for you. Believe it by faith. Paula, I see that hand. We're going to believe God for the rest of the year. As my wife takes this next call, in the name of Jesus. Paula, I see that hand. We're going to take this call. Area code 404. Area code 404, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, it's Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, this is Maria. How are you two in today?
Yes, God bless you, God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. I just want to give praise to God for what he's doing in my life. I want to praise him for my breakthrough. I feel there's a breakthrough that's coming through for me. I want to thank you for all the chains that he is breaking in my life and setting me free. And I want to pray for the, I want you to pray for those people that are going through loneliness, pain, sickness, unhappiness, anything that's making them depressed. I just want to pray for those people, and I want to give thanks for all the glory he's given me and for his grace.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the heart that he has given you. The Bible says, confess our sins one to another, pray for one another that we might all be healed. And it says to pray for those who are weak. And that's so awesome. We're going to lift that up tonight because people are hurting. People are feeling lonely. And people are feeling hopeless as we look around this world. And in the natural, many of us have been impacted by what's happening in the natural. But we're believing supernaturally, even as you have that request in your heart tonight, that our prayers are going to make a difference. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we bring to you those who are feeling lonely. We bring to you, Lord, those who feel depressed. We bring to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those who are worrying, and those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with anxiety or feeling panic attack. We feel, Lord, and we bring those to you right now in the name of Jesus, those who are in pain, Father. Right now, Lord, we say have mercy. Have mercy on your sons and daughters. You said in your word that it rains on the just and the unjust. Lord, you are married to the backslider, and some person has stopped going to church. Some person has stopped believing the Bible and the word of God. Some people feel as though they don't have any support or anyone to lean on, anyone to trust in or confide in. And right now, Lord, we give them to you because you said in your word, never will you leave us and never will you forsake us. Lo, when men and women and sometimes mother and father forsake us, Lord, you say you'd always be there. And right now, Lord, we pray right now that you would make your presence known to that person who feels depressed. We pray that you would make your presence known to that person that's going through a hard season or a hardship. Right now, we pray that you make your presence known to that teenager that's feeling discouraged, that's thinking about dropping out of high school, to that single parent that feels frustrated, trying to pay the rent and pay all the bills by themselves, that man doesn't feel like much of a man who lost their job or lost their way. We even pray for the addict or the alcoholic who can't manage drugs and alcohol. Yes. We pray for those who are codependent or those are dealing with dependencies in the name of Jesus. We pray right now that you give them supernatural strength, Lord, to handle the tough times in which we're living in. Yes. You said these are perilous days. You said these are the last days. You said, Lord, the enemy will come in like a flood. And right now, Lord, we pray right now. Sister Maria prayed. We pray for those who are hurting, those who are in pain, those who are feeling lonely. And we say, Lord, give them joy. Lord, give them praise back in their heart. Lord, give them happiness when they're feeling sad. Lord, that person who is unhappy, make them feel the joy of the Lord tonight. Lord, help them put a smile back on their face. Bring laughter back into their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow them to feel the excitement and the enthusiasm of the word of God once again in the name of Jesus. Within, you said it is impossible. With God, all things are possible. So we give these people to you, even the people on the prayer line who feel discouraged, even the people on the prayer line who are feeling frustrated, even the people on the prayer line whose dreams seem so far away. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now for family. We pray for unity among the family. We pray right now that you stir up the praise of God in every believer, that you restore the joy of the Lord to every believer, and that you bring back an excitement, an enthusiasm, a zeal for your Father's house in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Even as we've given these people to you, Lord, we can't do it as pastors. We can't do it as ministers. Lord, we can't do it without the help of God. We're just people. Oh, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost on this line because we are trusting God tonight. We're putting all our cares upon God, as the Bible says, caller, I see that hand. We're casting our cares upon him because he cares for us. So, Sister Maria, we're gonna keep those people on God's altar
and continue to listen.
Hallelujah. Because I believe God is even blessing you and your desires.
Thank you, Lord.
God is even giving you a heart of praise. He's increasing your faith. He's going to continue to bless your business that you are starting.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to minister to those who you love in the name of Jesus. And God is going to show himself mighty in your life. And he's going to get the glory out of your life. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Just believe it by faith. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Anthony, and thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Love you both.
Amen. We love you also. Keep listening in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so many callers tonight, so many states and cities represented in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that so many people believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Area code 973. You're on the air tonight. Is that a prayer request?
Hello?
Area code. Yes, yes, we do hear you. God bless you.
God bless you. Actually, my phone just put me in the line, but I will ask you. This is Sister Tina. How are you? God bless you,
Sister Tina. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes.
I think it's me, but I didn't hit the button, but praise God anyway. I still would like for you to lift my niece Ebony up in prayer and her mom, if you don't mind, her mom Kim up in prayer.
Amen. That's your niece Ebony, and her mother name is?
Kim.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give Sister Tina, niece Ebony, to you. We give her mother Kim to you tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father, hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on tonight. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we pray for Ebony right now, Lord. Hallelujah. That you would touch her, Father God. That you would touch her mother Kim, oh God. Lord, you know, Father God, what the need is in that situation. And we are believing you, oh God. Hallelujah. For this mother, for this daughter, oh God. That you, Father God, will move in a miraculous, that you will move in a supernatural way and begin, Father God, to allow your power, Father God, to move and manifest and make a difference, Father God, in that situation. Whatever it is that they're in need of, oh God, we know that you are able. Whatever it is, Father God, that is going on. We know that you are able to apprehend all of the plans of the devil, all of the plans of the evil one. We bind up Satan. We bind up any demonic and satanic attacks that are coming against that mother, that are coming against that daughter, that even that are coming against their relationship. And we declare and decree, Father God, that there is victory in the life of Ebony, that there is victory in the life of Kim.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, we declare wholeness and healing over their lives right now, Father God, that you, Father God, will begin, Father God, to even, Father God, go deeper and begin to pull out the root of even some of the things, Father God, that are manifesting pain and frustration and disappointment in their lives, Lord. We know that you are able, Lord. We thank you for provision. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the promise that's on their lives. We thank you for the fulfillment of the promise. We thank you, Lord, that you are able, Father God. So, Lord, we just speak manifested blessings over Ebony and manifested blessings over her mother, Kim, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can close.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For moving mightily by your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. To do things that man cannot do, God. We know that you are able. And we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance for the praise report that's coming forth in their lives, Lord, knowing, hallelujah, that you are already dispatching angels on assignment on the behalf of Ebony and on the behalf of Kim. Lord, we thank you for Sister Tina even coming to lift up her sister,
Lord,
to lift up her niece, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this woman of God standing in the gap, oh God, for those that she loves. And Lord, we ask that you give a special blessing to Tina even now, Father God, as her phone by mistake put her on the air tonight. But God, we know that nothing happens by mistake with you, that all things are orchestrated by you. So Lord, even give a special blessing to Tina, oh God, on tonight. And we just thank you in advance for what you've already done. And we thank you for manifested blessings.
Yes,
in Jesus'
God.
Name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Amen. And Tina, we're going to continue to pray for you and your niece and your sister as well. But as Pastor said, amen, prayers go your way as well. And God
amen.
Is going to do a wonderful work in your life. God bless you. Continue to listen. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. We got about 10 more minutes or so. But I just believe God is just speaking to his children tonight, unctioning us to just hang in there. The Bible says, those who get weary, burdened, and heavy laden, come unto him, and he will give you rest. Amen. We just want God to stir up our faith tonight. We want God to increase our trust in him on tonight. We want God to help our unbelief, just like the people of the Bible. So we thank God that prayer gets us there. Sometimes when we're feeling a little low, just like a car runs out of gas, we're just people, and God knows that we get weak sometimes with our strength. So we just believe that God is doing something as we pray every Tuesday night. It carries us from week to week to day to day. So we just thank God that you have pressed to be with us tonight, because there's something about the power of agreement. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We preach the word on Sunday, let go and let God, and that's all we're trying to do tonight. We want to give it to God. Give your children to God. Give that marriage to God. Give your problems and your worries to God, because he can handle all of it. Hallelujah. Well, if there's any more prayer requests, we do have a few more minutes. We're going to probably close out with a song that's going to minister to your heart, your mind, and your spirit, because there's something about faith that comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. So as you allow prayer to penetrate your ear gate, I believe God is already increasing your faith. And God has already moved out on your behalf to do what we can't do in the name of Jesus. So continue to believe God. Continue to hold on and hang in there. When that song said, the rough side of the mountain, sometimes we just got to face the mountains and allow God to carry us through, over, or around, or under the mountains. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. As we continue to pray, Father, we praise your holy name and we worship you. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for Kevin Callow Jr., oh God. We thank you for his life, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in his life, Lord. We lift him up to you on today and we bind up the hands of Satan, even trying to come against his young life. Lord, we know that you have a great plan for his future, plans to prosper him and not to harm him, plans to give him a hope and a future. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, that you have spoken your word over his life, that he shall be great, that he's going to do great things in your kingdom, that he is the Joshua of this generation. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that many are following him and that you have called them for such a time as this, Father God, even, Father God, to be a leader in his generation, that many young people will come to know Christ as a result of watching him and watching his life, God. So, Lord, right now, we ask, Father God, that you help him, Father God, even on his daily walk, Father God, whatever he's dealing with on a daily basis, Lord, you know better than we do. And we just ask that you continue to give him strength, that you continue, Father God, to undergird him, that you continue to strengthen him and keep him, that, Father God, that you heal every broken area that may be manifesting in his life, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you heal his relationships, Father God. Touch his father, touch his mother, oh God. Touch his grandmother, touch his aunts and his uncles, Father God. Touch his cousins, Father God. Touch his siblings, his brothers. Lord, we know that you are able, God. So, Lord, we just ask that you will send a blessing to that whole family. Father God, touch, again, Benita. Father God, his friend Benita. Touch Anthony, oh God. Lord, we know, Father God, that you have something in store for these young people, that you have something great in store for Kevin, that you have something great in store for Jessica, that you have something great in store for Benita, that you have something great in store for Anthony, that you have something great in store for so many of the young people who have come through the doors of New Creation Christian Ministries as a result of Sister Carmen coming to the church. So, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless Kevin Callow Jr. Bless him and bless his father. Touch his father. We thank you for total restoration, God, even in the area of their relationship, Father God. Touch Kevin Callow Sr., Father God. Continue to do your work in his life, God. Continue to manifest blessings in his life. Continue, Father God, to let him know who you are. Continue to speak to his heart, Father God. Let him not grow weary in well-doing, Father God. Begin, Father God, to continue to lead him and guide him in the way that he should go. So, Lord, we just thank you for supernatural work in the Callow family. Father God, Nick and Richard, oh God, hallelujah, and April and Yvette, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail. And Father God, especially touch Sister Carmen, oh God, hallelujah. Father God, she is your daughter. You created her. You, Father God, birthed her into the earth for such a time as this, yeah. Father God. You, Father God, gave her, Father God, to be the matriarch in that family, God. You, Father God, gave her to birth out those children. You have walked with her through everything that she's walked through in life. Touch her husband. Bless her marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances. Lord, we just thank you that you continue to bless us over and over and over and over again. And I just ask for a special blessing for Sister Carmen, oh God. Lord, you know, Father God, everything that she's walked through. You know, Father God, the burden that she carries. Lord, she doesn't talk much and she doesn't ask for much. But Lord, we just ask that you will touch her, that your spirit rests upon her, Father God. Bless her on tonight, Father God. Heal every broken area. Heal her body, Father God. Heal her mind, her emotions, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for breakthroughs, for new breakthroughs in her life. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her family, God. And we just bless you on tonight for Sister Carmen because she is a blessing to the household of faith. She's been a blessing to Pastor Anthony and myself. She is one who goes forth and evangelizes, and people are coming into the church as a result of her life. And, Lord, we just thank you for every seed that she sowed. Lord, I ask that you bless her supernaturally, exponentially, God. Bless her in every area of her life. Let there be no lack. Let there be no pain. Let there be nothing missing, nothing broken. And, Lord, we just thank you for Carmen on tonight. We thank you for the Callow family, those extended, Sister Maria, Sister Seda, and all of the family members, oh, God, all of that whole family. Lord, we know that you have a special blessing in store for that family. So, Lord, we just thank you on tonight in advance for what you're doing with that family, oh, God. Bless Sister Tina, and bless, Father God, the Thomas family. Bless my mother. Bless Sister Renee, oh, God, my sister. We bind up Satan, even in the area of depression. We come against eye disease right now, Father God. We declare that our vision is intact and our eyes are healed, oh, God, and no weapon formed against us can prosper. And we come against this generational curse of vision impairment and this generational curse of glaucoma and cornucopia and all of those eye diseases that they want to diagnose on this family. We come against blindness and all of that stuff, short-sightedness and nearsightedness and astigmatism and all of those eye diseases that will come to try to impair the vision. Right now, we declare right now over my family, that our vision is intact, that we shall see. We were blind, but now we see. We were blind, but now we see. And God, you said you would never put any more on us than we can handle. So, Lord, we just thank you for the capacity of the Thomas family to continue to endure, to continue to stand up under the pressure. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Sister Renee, for Al Zarif, her son, who got saved. Continue to keep him saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Dolores P. Tucker of the New Creation Christian Ministry. Lord, we say bring her back to church, oh God. Bring her back into the fold, oh God. Hallelujah. We bind up Satan off of her life, the life of her daughter and her granddaughter. There's a word over their lives. And Lord, we seal your word over their lives right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God. We come against, Father God, any bad report. We thank you for a good report, even coming back from the doctor, oh God.
Yes.
Continue to have your way. Let your will be done, God. We bind up sickness. We bind up. We come against cancer. We come against high blood pressure. We come against high cholesterol. We come against heart disease and diabetes. We come against pain, back pain, and nerve pinched nerves. In the name of Jesus, Lord, loose your power. Loose your power in this place. Loose your power over the lives of your people. And, Lord, we just thank you in advance for what you're doing.
Thanks.
We come against alopecia and hair loss and nervousness and worrying. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We speak peace. We come against ADD and ADHD, hallelujah, hallelujah, bipolar and all of autism, and lack and poverty. Right now, over the lives of everybody listening, there is no more lack. We bind up autism and high blood pressure and diseases coming through your family lineage, and we come against poverty and worrying and depression and discouragement and all of these things that come against. And we can bind up the spirit of suicide and the spirit of murder and assassination and right now and all of these things and family disunity and all of these things that try to come against the families of the people of God. And we speak peace and unity and healing and deliverance and restoration right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak life.
Life, God.
We speak life. We speak life. We speak life and prosperity. Money is coming. The money is for those in the chat room. The money is coming. The money is coming.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name. I'm sorry. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. God is good. We're going to go down from this place. Amen. Just remember that God has a very special plan for your life. And no matter what you're walking through on today, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard it gets, know that God said that he would never put any more on you than you could handle. And when you thought you couldn't handle it anymore, he said he has provided a way out.
Wow.
God says that for your worry, if you will come to him and bring your cares and your petitions to him, that he will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. God says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit, by his Spirit, he will raise up a standard against the enemy. And God said, when sickness came to attack your body, that by the stripes of Christ, you would be healed. Not that you would be healed, but that you are healed by the stripes of Christ, because he bore our infirmities on the cross. Our transgressions and our iniquities have been put upon him, and by his stripes, you are healed. Healing is the children's bread. If you believe in Jesus on today, those promises belong to you. Hallelujah. So be encouraged and know. Know on today that God has already taken care of it. Let go and let God. So we're going to go down from this place with this song, Let Go, Let God. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Dwayne Woods, Let Go, Let God.
Fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the worrying,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start
happening.
When I stop looking at back,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your head that everything will be alright.
Yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying,
worrying,
I can let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let go.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let go.
Let God.
Let go.
With tears in your eyes.
Let
just let God.
Let go.
He feels your pain.
Let go.
And he knows your heart.
Let go.
He knows your issues.
Let go.
He knows your struggle.
Let go.
So let go.
Let go.
Worrying,
worrying how the worrying,
around, yes it will. When I stop looking at way back then, I can let go.
Amen. We're just going to go down from this prayer, mountaintop experience. I really pray that you begin to let go and let God. That means the stuff that we can't handle, that we can't solve, give it over to God in prayer. So continue to pray for us. We love each and every one of you. We will be on our noonday service program tomorrow. And God bless you. Call this same number tomorrow at 12 noon. There'll be a word from the Lord for you. Good night. Continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. Good night, everyone. We love you. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless.